Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Samaches of Mesechtes Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include Rabbi Shmuel's source for Nara Hamayrasa, Ovio Ubailo Mefir Nedarel, a 12-year-old girl who accepted Kedushin, her father and the Aris, her groom, share authority for both Hafara, to nullify, and Hakama, to validate her Nedarim. The question of Baal Megiz Gaiz, when there was only one Hafara, through the Aris or father, do we say Megiz Gaiz? This hafara only removes half the neder completely, but the other half remains in effect to its full extent until the second hafara, or miklash kalash. This hafara affects the whole neder, in which the entire neder becomes weakened until the second hafara. The Gemara's conclusion that this question is actually a machlekes bishamu besil in a brisa. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include a husband, and in some instances even a father, has the authority for hafara b'yim shamay, to nullify his wife's or daughter's neder on the day he was informed of the neder, and for hakama bedibur oy al yedei shtika b'yem shamay, to validate the neder either by stating that he wants the neder or even by just remaining silent b'yem shamay. A halacha from a later Mishnah daf ayin, meis ha'av loy nisrek nirishus labal. If a nar hamarasa makes a neder and then her father dies, the aris does not take over the father's koyach regarding this neder, and he cannot make hafara by on his own. However, meis habal nisrek nirishus la'av. If the aris dies, the father does take over the kayach of the aris regarding this nether, and he can make hafara on his own.